We begin our exploration of God's compassion by looking at the story of our Blessed Mother and the account of the Annunciation.
The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
Angels are God's messengers. Gabriel's name in Hebrew means "God is my strength." He is one of the archangels and first appeared in the Old Testament to the prophet Daniel. When Gabriel appeared to Mary, he told her not to be afraid, because she had found favor with God. She does not need to worry. We see that her response to the angel is not based on fear. It is based on faith. She believes that God is with her, so she does not need to be afraid.
"And now, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mary is Theotokos. It is a Greek word which means God-bearer. Mary is being asked to be the mother of God, and she is not afraid. At the birth of her son, we see Mary's response to the shepherds. She pondered what had been said to her in her heart. I am sure that she also pondered the words of Gabriel. Mary is not overwhelmed by the news that she has been chosen to be the mother of God because she ponders these things in her heart. We can take great comfort in the fact that through her son, Jesus Christ, Mary is our mother too. She is mother of all the living, so we need not be afraid.
Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Mary now knows what God is asking. However, she is unaware of how this will be done. She asks the obvious question, "How can this be since I am a virgin?" She is told that she will conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary is the Immaculate Conception, for she was conceived without sin. God prepared the perfect dwelling place for his Son, the pure, spotless womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The angel shares the news that even though she was thought to be barren, Mary's cousin Elizabeth is also pregnant, for nothing is impossible with God. Mary believed that all things are possible with God, so she never doubted. She was not afraid. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Mary considered herself to be a humble servant. She submitted herself to God's will. "Let it be done to me according to your word." Mary's clear acceptance, "Let it be done," is her yes to God. Her response makes her the new Eve. Unlike the first Eve, who said no to God and brought death, Mary brings life to the world because she said yes. She brings life through her Son, Jesus Christ. Mary is the model Christian because of her faith and trust in the Lord. She shows us the way to Christ. So, we need not be afraid.